Class 8, Subject History, Chapter, A Period of Transition. Hello children, hope all are in good health. Today we begin with the first lesson, A Period of Transition. Transition means a process of changing the conditions in one state to another. We already know that history is a study of events and happenings of the past. These events are an important link to the present. We may say that we are a free nation, but from history we come to know we gained that freedom. History is also a study of the changing patterns in society. Historians have divided these changes into three periods: ancient, medieval, and modern. These divisions show how society, economy, culture, and politics of one period is different from another. You remember in class 7 we studied about the medieval period. Now in class 8 we step into the modern period. The 18th century is taken as the starting point of modern period in India, whereas the modern period in Europe began from the 16th century. Before we study the history of modern India, we must know about the changes that took place in other parts of the world. Like, we come to the Renaissance. It was a cultural movement that began in Italy and spread to the rest of Europe. Renaissance means rebirth or awakening. People now did not accept things blindly. They judged and accepted what they saw in the light by using their reasoning power. There was a development in art, architecture, literature, philosophy, and science. We come to another very important movement in history known as the Reformation. The Reformation was an important movement where people got the courage to speak out against the practices of the Catholic Church. These people who protested came to be known as the Protestants. Some important names are Martin Luther, John Calvin. In response to this Reformation, a movement began in the Catholic Church to restore its reputation. Now we come to voyages and discoveries. Due to voyages and discoveries, trade routes were opened between Europe and Asia. Also, instruments like the quadrant and astrolabe, better sails and guns, gunpowder was invented. You can see these in your textbook. New sea routes and lands were discovered by explorers like Bartolomeo Dias, who sailed to the tip of Africa, called it Cape of Good Hope. Vasco da Gama followed another sea route and reached India. Christopher Columbus also discovered the Americas. Now, we come to another important part in this lesson, the Industrial Revolution. Now trade increased and there was a demand for goods that could be produced fast, so the factory system of production started. New machines were invented and workers were employed and paid wages. The Industrial Revolution began in England, as it had many factors like natural resources, a stable government, good transport system, and others. This followed major inventions like the spinning jenny, water frame, power loom, and others.